Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs and Titans finalized a deal Wednesday which sends five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City for a fifth-round pick that could become a fourth-rounder for the Titans, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returned to practice as a limited participant Wednesday for the first time since suffering a concussion back in Week 2 and is in line to start Sunday against the Cardinals. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill had a message for fantasy owners saying, quote, "We're back, baby. Start me this week. Let's go." Panthers head coach Dave Canales announcing on Wednesday that Bryce Young will start Sunday against the Broncos. This coming a day after Andy Dalton and his family were in a car accident. Dalton sprained his thumb in that accident and says he is day-to-day. The Saints and running back Alvin Kamara agreed to a two-year, $24.5 million contract extension that includes over $22 million guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo.
H.M. Holloway, family owned and operated for over 85 years. The leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s, women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Flights to Las Vegas returning to San Luis Obispo County Airport. California Mid-State Fair announces theme for 2025. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Flights to Las Vegas through Alaska Airlines will return, the San Luis Obispo County Airport announced in a release yesterday. The flights will resume starting October 27th with limited seasonal service through April 25th, 2025. The airport also says that air traffic in the region has grown this calendar year by 13.2%. Director of Airports Courtney Johnson said, quote, "The increase in passenger numbers and the return of direct service to Las Vegas reflect the growing demand for air travel in our region." The San Luis Obispo County Airport serves areas as far as southern Monterey County and northern Santa Barbara County, offering a connection to major cities across the United States. The California Mid-State Fair will return to the city of Paso Robles from July 16th to July 27th, 2025. The Mid-State Fair has announced its theme for the upcoming year, Off to the Races. Mid-State Fair CEO Colleen Bayorquez said this year's theme represents speed, fun, and excitement, and to be on the lookout for fast starts and checkered flag finishes in Paso Robles this July. Grandstand concerts will be announced in the spring. You can visit midstatefair.com to stay up to date on information. Roadwork at 10th and Pine Street begins tomorrow. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street in Paso Robles. The cone zone will keep two-way traffic flowing at this corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Some street parking spaces will be inaccessible. The engineering division says work is estimated to end November 15th. Work will go from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near the northbound 101 off and on ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start October 28th and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Public Works says travelers should expect delays of up to 20 minutes as flaggers run control on the Main Street overpass. Tickets are on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, inviting listeners to join them for the Pour Fest.
Go on our website, honorflightccc.org, click on Pour Fest, and buy yourself a ticket and come on out on November 2nd from 1 to 4. Enjoy some wine, enjoy the museum, walk around, see all the old planes and tanks that they have out there. And, you know, you've also got the Woodlands Car Museum out there. He's got over 100 cars in there, I think. And it's just going to be a great time.
The Pour Festival in November costs $100 per ticket, with proceeds benefiting Honor Flight. Here's Bear McGill once more on that.
100% of the proceeds is going to go to Honor Flight so we can continue to fly these veterans free of charge. We are a 501c3 organization. Everybody in Honor Flight Central Coast, California, we are all volunteers. Our payment is look at what we have here in our country, our freedom. And that's our payment that these veterans provided for us. And so we're here doing this for our veterans that were willing to sacrifice their life for us.
For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, visit honorflightccc.org. In sports, Major League Baseball, the 120th Major League Baseball World Series is scheduled to start tomorrow, October 25th. The Los Angeles Dodgers will face the New York Yankees. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first two games will start at Dodger Stadium, with games 3-5 at Yankee Stadium. In the NFL, Tonight for Thursday Night Football, the Rams will face the Vikings. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The trial of Nima Momeni continues in San Francisco. He's the man accused of stabbing tech executive Bob Lee to death last year. Momeni's sister saying her brother was acting in self-defense, and it was Lee who was aggressive in the altercation. Lee's brother angered by the testimony.
It was really hard today to see, you know, because our kind of have two sides. One side is that she's really heartbroken for my brother's death, and the other side, she takes every opportunity to assassinate his character.
Prosecutors have described Momeni as a wannabe tough guy, big brother, accusing him of stabbing Lee out of anger. Menlo Park is the wealthiest zip code in the country, but teachers there say they aren't making a livable wage and don't have fully funded health care, so now they're on strike.
We currently do not have full benefits, and we are one of the lowest paid of comparables in our district for starting salary.
Jennifer Montalvo, the Los Lomitos Education Association, the teachers working without a contract for more than a year. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.61 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And two working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California water officials last week directed staff to create a report that outlines the scientific basis for development of permanent in-stream flow, requirements on the Scott and Shasta Rivers in Siskiyou County to aid in salmon and steelhead trout. In addition to developing the scientific basis report, the California State Water Resources Control Board asked staff to assess the economic impacts of baseline minimum flows and to continue modeling and developing information that could be used in the future to evaluate water year-specific minimum in-stream flows. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-80s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Extended forecast is mostly cloudy this weekend, clearing up on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday next week. Mid-80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Boyd's Tobacco will present the full line of Curavari cigars Thursday, October 24th from 5 to 8. Enjoy pumpkin carving and costume contest with prizes being awarded to the first place winners. Indulge in a classic Oktoberfest dinner, including all the sides and a dessert. Cigar specials and prizes. The event is $30 per person or free for lounge members. RSVP by the 21st to be included in the dinner. Call 805-239-8701 or boydstobacco.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New home sales rose in September, more than expected, up 4.1% from August. The median home price was $426,300, though builders say they are still offering incentives to attract buyers. The NASDAQ and S&P are getting a boost from Tesla shares, which are up 16%. Tesla's quarter was upbeat. It's predicting vehicle growth of at least 20% next year, boosted by a new, more affordable electric car. Southwest Airlines earnings topped expectations, and the company also has reached a deal with activist investor Elliott, which will keep CEO Bob Jordan on the job. American Airlines earnings were also upbeat, and it raised its forecast for the year. Demand for business travel is picking up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness. We need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." When we look at our lives, do we see the new creation or do we see something else? Is Scripture influencing our thoughts or painful moments in our past? If we embrace a scriptural view, everything we perceive begins to change. Paul continues, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Two obvious questions emerge. First, am I made righteous by Jesus' sacrifice Christ on the cross? And second, do I feel righteous? Righteousness, like salvation, is a free gift of grace through faith. If we walk by faith and trust in God's word, eventually how we feel begins to change. Those painful internal conversations give way to the Lord's narrative over our lives. By faith, we embrace those narratives such as we are loved and are the recipients of His adoration.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, coming up this afternoon, 1230 till 2. Sound off. Karen will have on Mike Rivera and Jeff Carr talking about this, the allegations that seem to grow, and the group that are trying to do something, according to Ty Lewis, the city manager, or whatever his title is now. Anyway, that's coming up this afternoon. Also, a little little heads up, Saturday morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane will be out this Saturday, so you're lucky. I mean, unlucky. You'll be getting me for 2 hours on the Country Store. Jimmy's in with Gearhead Radio. And Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday Night, maybe one of the best girl groups of all time. The Shirelles will be in the spotlight, all here on KPRL.
Boyd's Tobacco will present the full line of Curavari cigars Thursday, October 24th from 5 to 8. Enjoy pumpkin carving and costume contest with prizes being awarded to the first place winners. Indulge in a classic Oktoberfest dinner, including all the sides and a dessert, cigar specials, and prizes. The event is $30 per person or free for lounge members. RSVP by the 21st to be included in the dinner. Call 805-239-8701 or boydstobacco.com.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. When a Missouri woman's pulled over for a broken taillight, she hands over her phone to the police to verify her digital insurance card. The officer doesn't come back for nearly 10 minutes. Months later, an FBI agent contacts the woman about a nude photo of herself. The agent informs the woman the photo was found in the possession of the cop who pulled her over. Florissa PD, now investigating, the FBI believes there are more victims. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced yesterday that flights to Las Vegas through Alaska Airlines will return starting October 27th. Limited seasonal service will be available through April 25th, 2025. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Proceeds go directly to Honor Flight, Central Coast, California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. North Carolina Tuesday, Georgia Wednesday. Donald Trump focusing on the critical swing states.
Today he's going to be here in Tempe, Arizona. It's his second visit to Arizona so far this month, and he's gaining ground here. The latest New York Times Siena poll showing that former President Trump currently has a 5-point lead over VP Kamala Harris amongst likely voters here in the state of Arizona.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Tempe, the message from Vice President Harris.
Her closing argument that we are getting day after day has very little to do with her or her policy proposals. It is almost entirely just an argument that she is best because she is not Donald Trump.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Atlanta. The VP will join tonight for the first time in the campaign season with former President Obama just outside of Atlanta. New home sales better than expected in September, up 4.1% last month. America's listening to Fox News.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh, drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. We will eventually get some sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, low to mid-80s Friday. Saturday, mid-80s, upper 70s on Sunday, upper 60s Monday, Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:18 a.m., 6:17 p.m. It is 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, it continues as the world turns. Mike Rivera and Jeff Carr to discuss Cry Lewis's allegations against some people. And Karen will be host, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
I heard on the, I was listening to, rather, to the California News update, and they were talking about the teachers in Menlo Park wanting to go out on strike. And again, the brilliance of these people with supposedly college degrees, the sound bite that they had was a teacher griping about the salary. They all do. But what I thought was funny, or maybe pathetic, she was complaining that in Menlo Park they have the among the lowest starting salary of any teachers. I have a question. Menlo Park is a pretty expensive area to live in. Why didn't you look for work elsewhere? You know what the salary was. You get in, and then you complain. I don't think I want that person teaching to my kid. I really don't. Are they that dumb? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'm calling in about an article that's appearing today in Cal Coast News. It's dated yesterday, and it's about Mr. Gregory driving cars with Idaho plates. Now, I'd heard this rumor, unvalidated, however, now validated. Mr. Gregory is in defiance of California law by doing this, plus the fact he's shorting the sales tax and the registration pool in this state by registering his cars in Idaho, where he has apparently has a duplex that he keeps half of for himself. Now, all that being said, I've known people who've done this before. They generally get busted by the police before long after they see their car too many times in one area. Some of the fellows that I used to work with are a little cheap on one end, and they did this with their Arizona properties. It's against the law. So you've got somebody who raised your taxes with parking fees and so forth, continues to grind in that direction. At the same time, he's shorting the state of California and the city of Paso Robles with his own tax money.
Okay,
now, I think that's a little bit erroneous.
I have a question. Did he buy the cars in Idaho?
Yes, that's according to the article. He bought the cars in Idaho. Now, that does not change California law. California law states that you have to re-register those cars within the first month. It's 20 days.
Well,
and you have a 10-day grace period. It's 30 days.
What my question is, because I ran into this years ago here at the radio station, where we had a dealer on the air, and one of the salespeople who she was the representative. She had this client, and she pulled into his dealership one day with a brand new car from Long Beach. He immediately called the radio station, called me, jumped me, and canceled the contract. Because he said she needs to support, she doesn't have to buy a car from me, but she should at least keep the sales tax here in the county in her own city.
And that's correct.
And now, I realize that a car is a big purchase, but he made a very good point. He eventually came back, but he said he wanted nothing to do with that salesperson anymore. So not too long after that, there was somebody who was appointed to the Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce. Almost within a week or two of that, I saw her driving around town with a brand new car from Valley Mazda. Okay, it was in the county, but did you make an effort to go to your local, you're a Chamber of Commerce representative, to go to one of your local car dealers and buy one? Now, again, I realize, well, Kevin, it's a car. It's pretty personal. You know what? When you are put in certain positions, you almost have to sacrifice. You can't have the exact car you want, but it certainly shows that you're supporting the local community, not by going outside.
I agree. And that's the only reason I'm raising this question right now is that these people are running to represent you. And I don't know, should we all run out and find some place in Idaho and register our cars out of state if we happen to have property out of state because we can save a few bucks? That's what you have running for city council in Mr. Gregory. Please, you're violating the law, sir. You can't have a car registered. I'm sure you do not drive every time you go to Idaho. Or if I'm not sure, I suspect as much. The bottom line here is you're saving dollars. Those dollars should have been spent here. You purport to represent the people here and spend their tax dollars. At the same time, you're cheating the state of California out of money.
Right, and this is a pretty big sales tax, too.
Yes, sales tax and registration, both. They're both cost more in California. Do I like that? No. Do I think they should cost that much? No. Doesn't matter. It is what it is. And the law is very plain. I've known people years ago who were busted for this very same offense. And if nothing else, the Paso Robles Police Department should have noticed by now that Mr. Gregory is showing up wherever he shows up with Idaho plates. He has two cars. I've seen pictures of both cars with Idaho plates. So the bottom line here is you can't believe everything you're told, especially when somebody's running for re-election.
Well, Spuds Gregory. That's his new nickname.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, there's a little inaccuracy on what was just being discussed about registration. Gregory's cars, that's true. He's breaking the law. You cannot register a vehicle in another state but live in another state. But when, for instance, your salesperson purchased a vehicle in Long Beach or somewhere else, San Luis Obispo, their sales tax is actually based on where the car will be registered, which is, would be their home city. So if you buy a car anywhere in California, your sales tax is going to be based on where you live. So the city and the state still get their sales tax.
Okay, thanks for telling me that. But in our case here, though, the prudent thing was that she should have went to him first and see if she can get a vehicle from him.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, you should do business with people who do business with you and That's try right. to keep it as local as possible.
That's right, exactly. Exactly.
Shop local, buy local.
You got that 100%.
Yeah, well, Kevin.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, do join us this morning. Unless you want a... Look, okay, I got an email here. Unless you want a Chevy, Kia, Dodge, or Ford, or GMC, you have to go out of town. I understand that. I understand that 100%, but local is extremely important. And when you're representing the city in a position such as council, don't you think, now they don't have to, but don't you think, just like the person at the chamber, again, this is 20 years ago, that they get on the board and boom, Valley Mazda. May have been her dream car, I don't know, but I just think it's a bad look.
Yes, Kevin, they have a right.
I know about all that. But anyway, here's another example. Again, I'm going back where a couple of dealerships, both these men are no longer with us. They own dealerships here in town. They used to donate vehicles to the school districts, to not all of them, but to the school district, I'll just say. And you would think that the people within these school districts would reciprocate. Because that's part of it. You're going to donate, hey, I hope I get some cars from here. But then when you start seeing people going out of town, you should support those that are helping to support you. You know what? You can have your things that you really want down the road, but you should really reciprocate. And again, as the previous caller just mentioned, the local is extremely important. Extremely important. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Hey, real quick. I know you're against the clock here. My sister... She just re-registered her vehicle. She has a Dodge four-door truck in Nevada. Between insurance and registration compared to California, she saves $2,200 a year. So, you know, something needs to be done about California registration. Well, something needs to be done about spending in California. They get plenty of money to just spend way too much on other stuff. I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, what do you think of the councilman Gregory and what he's doing?
Well, I think he's probably 100% legal to own cars in Idaho and register them in Idaho. What happens if he comes down here for 2 weeks, drives that car, it's not here more than 30 days, and he drives it home? So is it against the law to keep it here for 2 weeks, or has it been here for 2 years, you know? So, you know, there's always three sides to the story, his side, your side, and the truth, you know? And you have to have all the information, I think, before you make a good decision.
All right. Certainly, most of us would probably try to do something to manipulate the system to save money because California is outrageous. But in the position of a council person, is that a good look?
No, that's not a good look. But, you know, like I say, if he's only here for 2 weeks and he has a place up there and he has whatever... maybe, who knows, maybe his car broke down. He drove here, and he's going to take it back in 2 weeks. Who knows? I don't know how long the car's been here and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not a good look, obviously, if he's just trying to, you're in the public eye, you know, you should be following everything to the T. Otherwise, it's kind of hypocritical. But anyway, that's just
I understand why people do it.
Well, according to this, it says when a California resident purchases a car out of state, they are required to pay sales or use tax when they re-register the vehicle in California, which I don't know if that's been done, but it wouldn't be if he still has the Idaho plates on it, right?
I would think so, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. It's a gray area, I'm sure. My dad used to, years ago, 20 years ago, when they used to crack down on this a lot, same property in Nevada, he registered all his cars in Nevada. And believe it or not, the sheriff's department flew the helicopter over the house and took pictures of my dad's cars in the driveway with his Nevada plates. Kind of crazy. Yeah. So then he had to register his cars in California.
That is kind of funny. All right.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think they do anything anymore. I don't even think they pull you over for expired tags and stuff. You know, I think that's
There is a new law that came into effect January 1st regarding that, and I forget specifically what it was because there was a time when there was some leeway, but I wish I could remember, but they changed that. So, all right, sir. Well, hey, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Right. Have a great day.
Okay, you bye. You too. Bye. One of the first things my dad did when we moved to Kentucky from New York was, you know, get the, you just don't get the plates right away. But one of the first thing he did he put on my mom in his vehicle was, I support the local sheriff's. He got bumper stickers and put them on the back of the car to say he supports the Kentucky Sheriff's Association. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Would it be good if we heard from the purchasing agents from the city and the county to see where they purchase all their goods for their offices and their printing and miscellaneous items?
Yes, I think it would be nice to know where it comes from, but they may say that they're, you know, I know what you're getting at, but they may say, well, we're getting better deals.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what we're talking about. But anyway, maybe they'll call in and tell us.
No, they won't.
Oh, sure they were. They're good people.
Well, it's just that one is they're probably working now, but they're not required.
They're listening to KPRL. Come on.
I would be interested to know that. But you know what? In some cases, though, they on the scope, they may not be able to deliver what, you know, an entity, because government's pretty big, they might not be able to satisfy the needs of what certain departments and so forth need. So, you know, again, they may have to go outside the area.
No.
Yeah, well.
I disagree.
This is not on the same scale, but I can't buy a baseball bat in this county.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
No, not to my liking. Dick's Sporting Goods and those type of places, they have lousy bats.
Okay, I'm getting off the radio.
Okay, all right. Now, I realize that's a ridiculous example, but in my case, they have lousy bats. I don't like them. So I go to Louisville Slugger, Hillerich and Bradsby. That's where I get my baseball bats. Matter of fact, I have one coming on the way because the ones here stink. Now, some of the baseball gloves at Dick's aren't bad here locally, but that's not that important. Well, it's not important at all. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. On the email, I was under the impression that you had to be a resident of the state your vehicle is registered. So if he's a resident of Idaho, you cannot be a resident of California or hold office either. Well, this is out there. Karen has a story on Cal Coast News. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You understand that we're talking about the same councilman who didn't care about what the people thought about the paid parking. He's also the same councilman who had an ordinance amended, if you will, so that dogs could be in the park for no other reason than because for years He broke that ordinance, he broke that law by walking his own dog in the park, and when he got called out on it, he had that ordinance changed. I want people to understand who this councilman is, what he's all about, and it's all about him doing what he wants to do. I think he's probably skirted the Idaho license plate issue by perhaps maybe those vehicles are registered to his wife. Maybe they're registered to his business in Idaho. But previously what was said is true. This is not a good look. This is not somebody you want to keep electing to a council seat who's all about doing what he wants to do the way he wants to do it, and he doesn't care about what you think.
Well, we will see what happens, won't we?
Yes, we will. So vote for somebody else, but don't vote for Greg Gregory on this. Thank you.
Okay. Quick here on the email. The story also says he is a permanent resident of Idaho. This is not a gray area. It's fraud. All right. We got a few minutes, 4.5. Early voting. I'm confused about early voting versus email and ballots. If I send in my completed mail-in ballots as opposed to surrendering it to vote in person, would it be considered early voting? I guess. Let's see here. Oh, no, this is something that... Oh, by the way, thanks for sending me in the clip of George Carlin. I can't air that. You got to be kidding me. And I think if I went and edit it, which, because I listened to the whole thing and I loved it, but... the edit would take away from Mr. Carlin's genius. Let's just say that. But I did enjoy it. Also, I forgot on the who made the recording of that young lady that I played today. I don't have the lady's name, but I do know this may help you out regarding it is titled Life in the United States. Nothing has changed. Well, no. Life in the United States. That's all I can tell you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You were speaking of licensing a little while ago. Why is it that Teslas don't have to have a front license plate?
I didn't know that.
Only watch them sometime. 98% of them don't, and there's still a law.
I'll have to keep my eye open for that.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
I asked some cops about it, and they said it's still a law, but they don't enforce it. So why have a law if you can't enforce it?
Good question.
I'm sure you'll get some callers.
I hope so. Thank you. That's what we're for. Hey, you've got a minute.
Okay. The law is on front license plate is if the manufacturer provides a plate mount, it has to have a front plate. If the manufacturer doesn't provide a mount for a plate, they're exempt.
Okay, thank you for that. Hi, I'm surprised California then would mandate that any vehicle sold in the state of California has to have a front plate. Don't know. Let's see here. Where are we? Oh, we're out of time. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And we will be back tomorrow. Al Fonzie will be here for your Open Mic Friday from E-Town, Tennessee. Everything is, well, he's kind of keeping you updated on what's going on because the news media, you know, they're primarily gone from the area. So he'll fill you in on that and, of course, more.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street in Paso Robles. Two-way traffic will be kept flowing at the corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Work will start October 25th and is estimated to end November 15th, with work going from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. The California Mid-State Fair, returning to Paso Robles July 16th to July 27th, has announced its theme for the upcoming year, Off to the Races. Grandstand concerts will be announced in the spring. You can visit MidStateFair.com to stay up to date on information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sound off with Karen Vealy. Her guest will be Mike Rivera and Jeff Carr to discuss the Cry Lewis allegations. So enjoy that and enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, the small business. Keep the cash local. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.